but they can afford it if I don't take my time. It's independent, it's automatic. TKB not it, not problematic. Getting a fifth and they old and static. Another opinion painting the ceiling. Another internal battle I'm killing. Dealing with feeling sick at the world. From the top, from the flick of your wrist. Under the radar opportunists. I go stealth mode, throw my cell phone. Shot from elbows, now they smell smoke. Feel that neck choke. These are my flowers, I harvest up to the world. Some of my flowers grow, some of my flowers fall. Vest with a bullet hole. Inside the show, you probably destined to find a pole. There she goes, flower child, so underestimated. So I'm not complacent. My family sacrifice, so all I got ain't going wasted. I'll try my best and hope that I can make it. To plant the seed so I can do what has been done for me. Cause these are my flowers. These are my flowers. These are my flowers. These are my flowers. My petals fly, they can fly, they can fly. But they can fall if I don't take my time. These are my flowers. These are my flowers. These are my flowers. These are my flowers. My petals fly, they can fly, they can fly. But they can fall if I don't take my time. Lighting all the field with sunflowers and daisies. These are
this is Governor Martin O'Malley, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, Fear the Turtle.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Because again, I'll see you guys for that player. You think he is Mr. Hockey? Hello, hello, hello there, everybody out on the airwaves. This is your friendly neighborhood DJ Valentine. You're listening to Valen Vibes on WMUC-FM College Park, where, of course, college radio is good radio. I'm your lovely host, DJ Valentine, and you're listening to WMUC. We're going to start things off today. I did maybe just walk in the station. We're going to start things off today with a little PSA. So, let's see. Yeah, how about this one for you? I'll be right back.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Really important stuff happening there, listeners. Labor rights are cool and awesome, and you should always be supporting them. Frankly, I don't trust you if you're not. Anyway, we're going to start things off today with a little bit of a vampire show. Now, I've been playing a good old game called Vampire the Masquerade with some good friends of mine, including the host of actually the next show up on our roster. That's going to be Isabel Berube, of course, the general manager of this station and the host of The Avenue, 8 to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. But alas, she's been game master for that, and I have my lovely, lovely girl failure vampire that I've made a little playlist for in honor, and I'm just going to kind of rattle on, you know, about her. But we're going to start off today with Poison and Wine by the Civil Wars off of their album Barton Hollow. I'll be right back. Enjoy Poison and Wine.
Everything you don't want me to.
All right. That was Poison and Wine by the Civil Wars off of their 2012 album, Barton Hollow. Poison, the Civil Wars is one of my favorite, like, little weird indie folk duos. I think they broke up in maybe 2015. I don't have that off the top of my head. But, of course, the next song we're going to listen to is If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. This is off of the Nashville Sound, which was released in 2017. So enjoy If We Were Vampires.
It's not the long flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin, the fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hands searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof, your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone, one day you'll be gone. We were vampires and death was a joke. We'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift, give you every second I can find, and hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, one day I'll be gone, one day you'll be. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
Welcome back, listeners. That was If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Transitioning a little bit into more upbeat for you tonight. This is going to be by a band called Honey Gentry. This is Aphrodite off of the single called Aphrodite, released in 2019. Very cool album art for this. It's just a painting, but I think it's fun. So yeah, this is Aphrodite by Honey Gentry. Enjoy.
Aphrodite, hear my prayer. Sunset rays in my golden hair, palm tree dreams in my words and songs. How can I play?
right, all right. That was Aphrodite by Honey Gentry. Next up, you know her, you love her. It is, of course, Fiona Apple. If I didn't play something from When the Pawn Hits, I think I would be remiss. So this is going to be To Your Love off of When the Pawn Hits the Conflicts He Thinks Like a King, and so on and so forth. This is To Your Love by Fiona Apple.
Chugging along to the song that belongs to the shifting of gears. Please forgive me for my distance, plain as evident in my existence. Please forgive me for my distance, shame is manifest in my resistance. To your love, to your love, to your love.
That was, of course, To Your Love by Fiona Apple off of her really seminal 1999 album, When the Pawn Hits, the full title of which, of course, I like to say it when I play it because it's fun. When the pawn hits the conflicts, he thinks like a king. When he knows, throws the blows, when he goes to the fight. And he'll win the whole thing before he enters the ring. There's no body to batter when your mind is your might. So when you go solo, you hold your own hand. And remember that depth is the greatest of heights. And if you know where you stand, then you know where to land. And if you fall, it won't matter because you'll know that you're right. I love Fiona Apple personally. And yeah, I love To Your Love specifically. Paperback is my favorite off that album, but it's everyone's favorite off that album because it's the best song. This next one is by an artist called Agnes Obel, who I discovered recently. This is off Aventine, released in 2013. This is The Curse. It's kind of a long one, so I'll talk to you in 5 minutes and 53 seconds. Enjoy The Curse by Agnes Obel.
Thank you.
Welcome Back from the Curse by Agnes Obel, of course. Also, your curse. I'm so sorry. I got bored earlier and decided to curse all of my listeners. So, sorry, guys. Sorry. That's my bad. Got hungry. Anyway, that puts us at our halfway mark. Thanks for listening again to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is, of course, good radio. You're listening to Valen Vibes. I'm your friendly neighborhood DJ, Valentine, and I'm making a playlist all about vampires, and specifically my vampire. Her name is Dr. Imogen Duval, PhD, and I loved her. Anyway, this next song you've probably heard before, but it is by The Taxpayers. This is off of their 2012 album, God Forgive These Bastards, Songs from the Forgotten Life of Henry Turner. This is I Love You Like an Alcoholic. I'll be right back. Enjoy.
Heavy humid night, corner of Park and Main. Cast that first glance, your smile, my veins at maximum capacity. Blood pumping so fast, my girl, if looks gave heart attacks. Dangerous men in the shadows were like an audience, and even the meanest among them had a special little shine in their eyes when they saw us walk by. Walked about 20 blocks, talking about good bars and better towns than this one. Kissed that first night, then the rain opened up the sky to get one last kiss. I love you like an alcoholic.
One last kiss. I love you like a statuette.
One last kiss. I need you like I need a broken leg.
Bus pass, tossed it into the gutter. Some handsome dog stranger, you were standing there in the corner. You had those compelling magnetized eyes. You must have lost you got a 7 blocks in. My fingers brushed your hand. I blushed, you laughed, but you seemed a little sad. I ain't one to jump a ship, but I absolutely knew I was.
You like I need a gaping head wound. One last kiss. I love you like an alcoholic.
One last kiss. I love you like a negligee.
One last kiss. I need you like I need a broken leg.
All right, welcome back. That was I Love You Like an Alcoholic by The Taxpayers. Next up, this is actually a song that was not on my Imogen playlist, but actually on the playlist that Isabel Berube, again, host of The Avenue, 8 to 10 a.m. on FM on Wednesdays. She made a Sophie Langley playlist, which, for all of you out of the know, who were not privy to my incoherent ramblings about my vampire. Hi, 16 of you. How are you guys doing out there? Anyway, that's Imogen's girlfriend, Toxicuri, situationship, something like that. This is off of Sophie's Playlist, and this is, of course, There Will Be No Divorce by the Mountain Goats off of their 2000 album, The Coroner's Gambit. Enjoy There Will Be No Divorce by the Mountain Goats.
Kept me awake. It was still falling by morning. It was hard to take, and you were sleeping on the floor, breathing free and even. If I ever want to drive myself insane, all I have to do is watch you breathing. And at 5 a.m. I turned the radio on, and an old man's voice sang a short, sweet song. And then the static roared again, hungry for blood. I heard the rain falling from the rain spout down, down into the sweet wet mud. And you punched out all the windows, and the wind began to wail. And you gathered your hair behind your head, like God was gonna catch you by the ponytail. And then the old voice crackled through the static, and I felt young and alive. And the hair stood up on the back of my neck. We were rising from the grave. Yeah, yeah.
That was There Will Be No Divorce by the Mountain Goats off of their 2000 album, The Coroner's Gambit. That was, of course, the fact about Imogen and Sophie's relationship is that there will be no divorce. It will destroy one or both of them. Anyway, this is Florence and the Machine next with Howl off of the deluxe edition of Lungs, released in 2009. One of my personal favorite albums. I remember my mom had it on CD in the car. So this is Howl by Florence and the Machine. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back. That was, of course, Howl by Florence and the Machine off of Lungs. Always gets me hyped. I love that song. Next up on our VTM on FM playlist, as it has been dubbed, this is Champagne by Machinery of the Human Heart off of their 2022 album, Surgery. Enjoy Champagne by Machinery of the Human Heart. All right, welcome back. That was Champagne by Machinery of the Human Heart, released in 2022. Next up, At the Refrest. Oop. Hello. Okay, there we are. At the Refrest. Okay. At the request of my good friend Gray. this is a song from Mike Moore Romance. A little bit of a different vibe, but you know what? We're here. We're queer and we're doing radio. So this is, of course, Vampires Will Never Hurt You from the 2002 album I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love. Thank you, My Chemical Romance. Enjoy Vampires Will Never Hurt You.
Thank you.
Vampires Will Never Hurt You by My Chemical Romance. Again, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is, of course, good radio. I'm your friendly neighborhood DJ Valentine. This is Valen Vibes. And you know what, guys? I might just have 9 minutes left. And I'm going to go a little bit over. You know why? Because there's no one on after me. And they can't tell me what to do because I'm my own boss. Anyway, this is Jennifer's Body by Hole off of the 1994 album Live Through This. After this, you'll hear from the Dresden Dolls, and then I'll come on back to you. But enjoy Jennifer's Body by Hole.
I can't see it, but
All right, that was Jennifer's Body by Hole. I love that song. So does my friend Gray. Anyway, next up is Girl Anachronism by the Dresden Dolls. This is off of the Dresden Dolls, released in 2003. After that, I got two more songs for you, and then I'll wish you all a very pleasant night and an awesome snow day tomorrow. But this is first Girl Anachronism by the Dresden Dolls. Enjoy. Welcome back. That was Girl Anachronism by the Dresden Dolls, released in 2002 off of their self-titled album. I think their debut. This next one is by Adriel Genet, I think is how that's pronounced. Maybe Genet, I have no idea. But this is Esmeralda off of 2019 EP Emerald, The Orpheus Index, Volume 1. This is Esmeralda. Enjoy, and then I'll be right back. But first, just so you know, it's been so lovely to have you guys all listening. I'm really, really excited to like officially announce. Everybody kind of knows it, but I am the program director for the radio station. It's really awesome. If you're interested in joining WMUC at all, please.